Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Delivering Happiness is Tony Saya's business memoir and leadership guide built around the idea that company culture is not a soft extra, but a measurable driver of growth. Drawing on his early experiments with entrepreneurship, his time building and selling Link Exchange, and his decision to join and later lead Zappos, Saya frames success as the outcome of aligning profits, passion, and purpose. The book follows the evolution of a customer service-obsessed retailer into a brand known for loyalty, word-of-mouth marketing, and an unusually intentional workplace environment. Rather than treating culture as a slogan, it explores how daily behaviors, hiring decisions, and management systems can reinforce a set of values that employees genuinely live. It also highlights the personal side of leadership, including the risks of chasing money alone and the challenge of building a life that feels coherent. The result is a practical narrative about creating happiness for customers, employees, and founders alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, entrepreneurship lessons from early ventures and Link Exchange. A major thread in the book is how CA's early ventures shaped his later leadership philosophy. His first projects show the realities of entrepreneurship, uncertainty, fast learning, and the need to test ideas in the market rather than rely on optimism. The story of Link Exchange is especially important because it illustrates what can happen when a company grows quickly without protecting the culture that made it attractive in the first place. As the business scaled and external pressures increased, incentives and priorities shifted, and the work became less meaningful for many people involved. This experience becomes a cautionary tale about chasing metrics while neglecting the environment that sustains performance. It also highlights how a lucrative exit does not automatically translate to fulfillment, an insight that motivates Saya's later focus on happiness as a business goal. Readers gain a grounded view of growth. Rapid success can amplify misalignment, and culture debt accumulates like technical debt. The takeaway is not that ambition is wrong, but that founders should define success early, design the company around that definition, and understand that the emotional and cultural consequences of scaling can be as significant as financial ones. Secondly, building Zappos through customer service and brand trust. The book presents Zappos as a case study in using customer service as a case study in using customer service as a core strategy rather than a cost center. Instead of treating support as a script-driven operation, the company became known for encouraging employees to solve customer problems in human, flexible ways. The underlying idea is that trust and loyalty are created through repeated moments where customers feel respected, surprised, and cared for. This approach ties directly to marketing economics. Memorable service reduces reliance on paid acquisition and can generate word of mouth that compounds over time. Saya emphasizes that delivering happiness to customers is not limited to being friendly. It is operational. It requires policies, training, and management support that allow people to make judgment calls. It also requires consistency because a brand is built through patterns, not one-off hero stories. By focusing on the end-to-end experience, Zappos aimed to turn commodity transactions into relationships. Readers can translate these principles to other industries by identifying their own customer friction points and designing systems to remove them. The broader lesson is that differentiation does not have to come from product features alone, it can come from how the company treats people at scale. Thirdly, culture as the operating system of a company. A central theme is the claim that culture is the company's operating system, shaping decisions even when leaders are not in the room. The book describes how explicit core values and consistent behaviors can align teams, speed execution, and improve resilience during change. Rather than presenting culture as a motivational poster, it connects culture to hiring, onboarding, performance conversations, and everyday norms. The point is that values only matter when they are used as decision tools, especially when trade-offs are uncomfortable. Saya argues that maintaining a strong culture requires intentional design and constant reinforcement because growth naturally pulls an organization toward fragmentation. He also highlights the idea that culture is visible in small signals, how managers respond to mistakes, what gets rewarded, and whether people feel safe raising issues. When culture is coherent, it becomes easier to scale because employees share expectations about how to treat customers and each other. The book also suggests that culture can be a competitive advantage that is difficult to copy because it is built through thousands of consistent actions over time. For readers, the practical implication is to treat culture work as part of operations, not as a separate initiative owned only by HR. Fourthly, hiring, training, and the importance of values fit. The book explores hiring as the most leveraged decision a company makes because each new employee either strengthens or weakens the organization's culture. Saya emphasizes the idea of values fit in addition to skills, arguing that technical competence is not enough if the person undermines the behaviors the company depends on. This leads to practices that prioritize careful screening, structured onboarding, and training that teaches not only tasks, but also the customer experience philosophy. The broader point is that culture is preserved through selection and education, not through speeches. It also addresses a difficult reality. As companies scale, the temptation is to hire quickly, which increases the risk of culture drift and long-term performance issues. By putting values into the hiring process, the organization aims to create consistency across teams and locations. Training, in this view, is an investment in both quality and morale, because people perform better when expectations are clear and when they feel part of a mission that makes sense. Readers can apply this by defining a small set of real behaviors they want to see, building interview questions around them, and giving new hires a clear path to learn what excellence looks like in the specific environment. Lastly, profits, passion, and purpose as a sustainable success model. The book ties its business stories to a personal framework. Sustainable success comes from aligning profits, passion, and purpose rather than pursuing money alone. CS suggests that happiness is not a vague aspiration, but something that can be designed for, measured indirectly through outcomes like loyalty and engagement, and improved through deliberate choices. The narrative argues that when leaders build companies around purpose and enjoyable work, profits can become a byproduct of doing the right things repeatedly. This does not mean ignoring financial discipline, it means refusing to treat profit as the only scorecard. The framework also challenges readers to think about their own definitions of success and the environments they create for others. In this model, passion comes from doing work that fits strengths and interests, while purpose comes from making a meaningful impact on customers, employees, or communities. The business implication is that motivated people do better work, and customers notice. The personal implication is that career decisions look different when happiness is considered a legitimate goal. Readers are encouraged to examine whether their daily choices move them toward a life that feels integrated, and to recognize that leadership is as much about building the right system as it is about individual drive. In conclusion, this book is best for founders, managers, customer experience leaders, and anyone considering how culture affects performance. It also fits readers who enjoy business stories but want lessons that translate into real decisions about hiring, service, and leadership priorities. The main benefit is that it reframes happiness as a practical strategy. Happier employees tend to create better customer experiences, which can produce loyalty and durable growth. By connecting personal motivation to company systems, it helps readers evaluate whether they are building a business and a life that reinforce each other instead of competing. Compared with many leadership books that stay abstract, Delivering Happiness stands out for its narrative clarity and its focus on culture as something operational, expressed through processes, incentives, and daily behaviors. It does not rely on complicated frameworks, it uses a relatable arc of experiments, missteps, and corrections to show why values matter under pressure. For buyers comparing similar business titles, the advantage is the combination of memoir-level detail and actionable takeaways about service differentiation and cultural design. If you want a guide to building a brand people trust and a workplace people want to join, it is a strong investment. If you would like to support Tony Saya, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.